Finance Minister Sir Thekpe says despite the impending election in 2016, government is determined to enforce the directive on MMDAs not to incur any additional expenditure. He said the cost of the budget overrun in 2012 was due to additional payments resulting from the implementation of the single spine pay policy, among others, and not election-related expenses. Mr. Sir Thekpe spoke on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus.
It is realistic. When we talk about 2012, the most recent election year, the causes of the budget overrun that year is often attributed to election year expenditure. But I think we can pause a little and look at the composition. And sometimes I believe we can give credit to ourselves as Ghanaians. The first item of that overrun, was the single spine additional payments. We know that this was a major policy issue, which goes back to 2007, 2008, and implementation started, in 2010. And then a decision was made to pay the arrears from the single spine from 2012 through 2014. We finished paying last year. The second item for the overrun that year was actually the shortfall in revenue because we could not export 90,000 barrels of crude oil the first full year of exporting crude. We did 73,000. So just when we're having the expenditure headaches, the revenue were hit by that revenue shortfall. That was the second largest item. The third largest item was actually grants. With the development partners did not contribute fully, and that they are just coming on stream. I don't think that we want to say that these three items, policy nature, has anything to do significantly with election year 2012. The one which you may say is policy and has some discretion as far as the subsidy. That year the subsidy increased, but that was the year in which the dollar fell and we had to introduce the Bank of Ghana measure. So you can see that when you take the major causes of the overrun in 2012, they were not so much election-related. They may have happened in the election year, but I don't think anybody took a deliberate decision to increase workers' salaries that year. It was a decision, there was an element of salary increase, but the major arrears that was paid did not have to do with the election year. It was a rollover. And then I don't think that we took a decision deliberately not to export crude. I believe that we can repeat the experience.
The finance minister said the decision to revise downward major indicators such as inflation, growth rate and non-oil real GDP was due to prudent and realistic moves to manage the economy in line with available resources. He justified why a growth rate of about 15% 3 years ago is now struggling to meet 3.9% target.
So let's be realistic as Ghanaians. What would you want me to do? You would, for example, be saying I'm behaving like a typical politician, the president and his cabinet. One, we had 2.5 years of gas supply disruption from the West Africa gas pipeline. 2.5 years. It affected power. It affected industry. Two, gold prices fell after 2012. In fact, it was gold prices that helped the situation in 2012. By 2013, it fell, and it continues to be flat. We know what gold means for the country in terms of GDP, in terms of reserves, in terms of revenue. Three, cocoa prices fell. The cocoa prices have recovered somewhat. Four, we are seeing crude oil prices falling just when exports was contributing to that GDP growth. Do I continue to use the original numbers just to give a very good impression? No. I think we should acknowledge as Ghanaians that we face these critical shocks to the economy. These are critical shocks to the economy. And for the fact that we're able to manage our way through it, yes, GDP suffered, as it should.
You have the Minister of Finance, Sir Thekpe. An economic consultant, Dr. Kwame Eji, called on the Ministry of Trade and Industry to educate Ghanaians on the need to consume locally made goods and services for the local currency to compete favorably with other trading currencies.
I would, for example, would love to have heard more on what the ministry or the government is doing to strengthen our institution to be export promoting rather than import consuming. That didn't come very strong, but I'd love to see that this is the focal point of the government and this is the focal point of the nation. It needs a national development. It needs a complete total transformation. So 6 months down the line, I would have loved to see how far the Ministry of Trade and Industry coaxed the idea into the minds of Ghanaians, into the minds of those things that are importing furniture, as you rightly mentioned. You see, this is a clarion call that must be promoted. I would have also loved to hear what the Ministry of Trade and Industry is doing very much to promote the export strategy that we are all crying for. See, these two areas did not come out very forcefully. We did mention, though, that there is an industrialization process, but I would have loved to hear more of what percentage of goods and services are the industries producing in Ghana as compared to importing from abroad. These three areas need to be highly focused.
Also on focus was a lecturer in finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah. He said the essence of borrowing is indicative of expansion in the economy. He said what is important is evidence of what borrowed money has been used for.
If you look at the countries that have expanded, if you look at their debt level, some are even over 100% of their GDP. Some are about 120%, some are even over 200%. But in the end, they have something to show for it. You see, borrowing is not a bad idea, but then it has to do with allocation. When the money gets to you, that moral behavior, that moral standard to put the money into good use is the problem we face in this country.